Before we end our program today, we're going to make a brief return to Egypt by way of the UK. Singer Natasha Atlas carries a British passport, but she has Egyptian roots. And lately, Egypt has been monopolizing her thoughts and her music, as the world's Marco Werman reports.
Natasha Atlas has never been overtly political. She knows there are injustices in the world, and her songs at times have alluded to that. Then last year she released an album with a few songs that had pointed critiques, ones that were more political and urgent. One of those songs, Bet Kelam, begins with a sample of President Obama's now famous speech at Cairo University in 2009.
We meet at a time of great tension.
The song Bet Kelam is a political song which is really quite subversive.
Natasha Atlas says Bet Kelam explores the way political leaders embrace truth and lies. When the protests began in Cairo last month, she says, she and her producer, Sami Bishai, also Anglo-Egyptian, were glued to their television screens. And like many Egyptians abroad, they wanted to do something. They wanted to be there.
We couldn't go to Egypt. I was actually supposed to be going to Egypt and I couldn't go. So then we decided to do this video and free download in order to support the Egyptian people and just to kind of encourage them to stay with it, to stay standing against the oppression and against Mubarak. And I think that was basically all we could really do from where we were.
So Natasha Atlas and Sami Bishai reworked the lyrics and arrangements of two songs from her previous CD, including Bet Kelam. The sample of Obama they replaced with a new sample of Hosni Mubarak's menacing declaration that a fine line lies between freedom and chaos.
إن خيط الرفيع يفصل بين الحرية والفوضى.
Atlas and Bishai also drew on some of the most striking images from the protests for the video they produced for this new song called Egypt, Rise to Freedom. Natasha Atlas's lyrics remain very similar to those in Bet Kelam. Let us stand together and awaken. Permit us to know freedom. Let us know a land where words are the purveyors of truth. It was hard, says Atlas and Bishai, to be in London trying to support the protesters and their goals in Egypt. Bishai himself has dealt with that distance for 10 years. That's when he left Egypt.
There were very limited opportunities for a musician in Egypt. And a lot of that did have to do with the regime and the control of the regime and the fact that obviously art likes to express itself in different ways that don't always agree with the politics of the institution. As a result, sort of artistic thought was very restricted, and I was kind of one of the lucky ones in a way because I'm of English and Egyptian origin, which made it possible for me to actually leave Egypt and chase my dreams of being a musician in England.
The video and free download of Egypt, Rise to Freedom are the products of two concerned Anglo-Egyptians. But it's not just something Atlas and Bishai did to support the demonstrators in Tahrir Square. Especially since Mubarak's resignation last Friday, Natasha Atlas now believes mass protests that can bring about change are possible anywhere.
I also would love to see this happening worldwide because I think in some sense corruption is not just in Egypt or the Middle East. It's everywhere, but in the West it's just more hidden. So I hope that this inspires people to realize that change is in their hands, you know. Through unity, all things are possible.
For the world, I'm Marco Werman.
They're rising into the sky.
As Marco said, the footage from Tahrir Square used in the video for Natasha Atlas's song Rise to Freedom is pretty striking, including a lot of scenes that didn't make it onto U.S. TV and computer screens. See it for yourself. The video is at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. We're back tomorrow.
These protesters are clearly not backing down.
There's more work to be done.
These protesters are clearly not backing down.
We are not afraid.
People were killed.